When I was a kid, I was fascinated with what I seen my elders do. Some preferred alcohol and cigarettes, but I was glued to this morning brew. The government hadn't caught on yet, so it wasn't illegal. So many people took it to keep them pushing. And if a kid couldn't handle sugar, then a psychoactive stimulant would have them doing flips. So parents advised that they shouldn't. Whether the form was a powder you snorted or a pill that you popped, as a liquid you would mix it. As long as it was still hot, over the counter been an instant hit. But once the new millennium hit, companies were serving cold carbonated beverages and market to kids. Some people suffer from heart attacks, got addicted and all of that, and taking too much can make you hallucinate. Yeah, it's all a fact, and as a recovering addict myself, I'm doing quite well, but others can't handle a day without it, or life is like hell. But now that I think about it, I wasn't really addicted. From time to time I have relapses, but on this drug I'm not that dependent. College students would cop the pills or the liquid to study for exams, and oh man, you should see them when they take it, so focus upon all their plans. Drug dealers used the powder as a cut in cocaine. Others market it as blow, or simply say it's cocaine. Others mix it with MDMA, known as ecstasy in its slang, or mix it with BZP and just say that ecstasy is its name. Whether Colombian, American, Brazilian, or Asian, this drug the world's taking has amazing effects. You feeling tired? Then take this. You wake up and make it. The kitchen was my laboratory, and I've been concocting it since age 6. It's the most used stimulant that we ever seen. And for those who use the substance, you could call them a fiend. And if you haven't caught on yet, then prepare for the name. It's called trimethylxanthine, also known as caffeine.